listen to our podcast, the Accountability Podcast. Get all the tea on the governance space. Everything you need to know about accountability. Making governance work for the people by supporting active citizens, responsible leaders.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Accountability Podcast. This podcast is proudly brought to you by Accountability Lab, a global translocal network that makes governance work for people by supporting active citizens, responsible leaders, and accountable institutions. I'm your host, Kibo Ngoi, and today we're looking back at hack corruption. In July, Accountability Lab hosted a hybrid Tech for Good event that brought together 100 participants from 6 Southern and East African countries. The participants were split into teams where they worked together to create innovative solutions to corruption problems with the support of mentors and experts. Over the course of a three-day event in Johannesburg, South Africa, these teams refined and built prototypes of their solutions and pitched them live to a panel of judges. Three teams were chosen as the winners and will now receive funding of up to $10,000 and mentorship to further develop their tools. I spoke to two of the winning participants from the top place team and the runner-up team, respectively. I also spoke to our own Sherry Lee Erasmus, AL's Global Learning Director, who spearheaded the organization of what turned out to be a fantastic event. Here's what Sherry had to say about planning and executing hack corruption.
So this year, of course, is the year of action in between last year's Summit for Democracy and the next one coming up. So there's a lot of opportunities for governance organizations, civil society, young people to get engaged in really, you know, building on the themes that came out of the Summit for Democracy and finding new and innovative ways to address some of the corruption challenges that are present in all of the countries, certainly where we work at the lab. And so this idea of seeing what it might look like if we try to create a space where people come up with tech solutions was one that appealed to us last year. It's definitely, you know, slightly out of our general line of programming, but at the same time, it very much links to our incubator and just finding young people with ideas and creating a space for them to work with others to increase their knowledge of that, those particular corruption issues, and to build a network of young people who are interested in civic tech. And so the idea with the hackathon was not just to come up with anti-corruption solutions, because very few hackathons actually come up with a very viable solution. But at the end of the day, if you can just also start conversations amongst young people who are interested in civic tech, that in and of itself sparks new networks and relationships that could lead to future innovations.
How do you feel like the event went overall?
Yeah, I mean, we just stepped out of a learning huddle around the event. And to be honest, a lot of it for pilot went miraculously well, especially a pilot where you are flying people from 5 different countries into South Africa and where there's just so many things that could potentially go wrong. But at the same time, I think I'm really energized by all the learning we gathered from this. Not the things that went well, but the things that we know now we could do differently to create a much better hackathon experience for people. Also, you know, we're toying still with this idea of a hybrid hackathon, which is what we tried this time. And we had fair success in bringing the online people in as much as the offline people who were here in person. At the same time, I think this is probably the future of many events. And so we have an opportunity here to think more in more depth around how we create an online platform that really energizes people, keeps them engaged, and is equitable in terms of people's ability to access it. So I actually feel super energized about where this project is going.
That was Sherry Lee Erasmus explaining the vision and learnings of hack corruption. I also spoke to Linda McLeod, who was part of the runner-up winning team, TransProcure. Linda is a research assistant under the AI Incubation Program at the University of Namibia in Windhoek. With a bachelor's in business and a master's in blockchain technology, she brought a unique perspective to her team. Here's what she had to say.
So our tech, our group, which is TransProcure, we decided to venture into solving the problem of e-procurement or introducing e-procurement. But we actually realized that we were a full Namibian team. So we specialized onto finding a solution for Namibia tender process, which is basically at this point in time, it is mostly manual. The whole process is manual. And this manual way actually gives a lot of room for kickbacks and for human interference. So we thought of a way of automating the process, especially the process of submission. The tender procurement, the tender document submission was our target. And showing that if you submit your document online or onto the portal, other people then have access to the information as well, as to what is submitted, how the document is structured. This basically, it's a twofold at the end of the day. So you get to see the transparency aspect, and you also encourage other vendors, SMEs, people in the ecosystem, how to go about. Because if you think about yourself as an individual, as a public servant or a civil servant, you don't really know how it works as to submitting a tender document. So making this process public actually opens it up to more people to partake, to position themselves better.
What was the most interesting thing you got to learn about and explore during the course of Hack Corruption?
Well, I think that is a very, very nice question, Kiba. I think, honestly speaking, firstly, thank you again to all the sponsors, Accountability Lab, everybody. This was beyond what one expected if they talk about a Hack Corruption. This was firstly my first Hack Corruption. So I said Accountability Lab and all the sponsors and everybody made the bar so high for any other Hack Corruption that I will be able to partake in. So from people, from the staff, from the hotel, from flying in, that was incredible. It was an incredible experience. It was like first class from getting off from the plane or getting onto the plane until coming back home. I just want to say really, really thank you. It's appreciated. People behind the scenes making this happen. I know I can't imagine that it's really hours of work. It's night. Late nights. So thank you so much for the commitment and the work. But interesting thing for me personally was meeting people from around Africa. Hearing people's stories, experiences, them sharing, them opening up. And most of all, that we all just have a common goal. We really want to put the agenda is, the mission is to make Africa the best of the best. And that is beautiful. Doesn't matter your skin color, doesn't matter the language that you speak, doesn't matter if you have a population of 2.3 and Kenya has a population of 50 million. The solution, the problem is the same. The heart is the same. And that is beautiful. And that I think I'll treasure forever. I never really got an opportunity such as this to meet with African people from other countries in a setting that allowed me to share experiences in a 3-day program. Usually it's either virtual and it does not become so personal. So I think if I have to take anything away is that I met brothers and sisters, and I just want to say thank you for that opportunity.
Finally, I also spoke to Matilda Kitonga. At only 22 years of age, Matilda was part of the top winning team at Hack Corruption. Hailing from the town of Meru in Kenya, Matilda initially pursued a degree in mechatronic engineering, a hybrid of mechanical, electrical, engineering, and computer science, in which she learned everything from machine learning to robotics. She later switched to a degree in computer science at Strathmore University in Nairobi, where she's now in her third year. This is what she had to say about her winning team solution.
Okay, so essentially Hack Corruption had 4 problem statements, but ours is geared towards this one called the open contracting and transparency of public procurement. So our solution was geared towards trying to make the bidding process especially more open and be able to. So, okay, we got this reverse pitch from a company that was interested in trying to identify differences in proposed prices for when bids come in. So let's say, for example, in the government, there's a Department A and Department B. And then both of these departments are buying the same good at the same quality for completely different prices. So let's say, for example, you're buying a pen, yes? But then one person is buying a pen for 10 shillings and another person for 50. And like, what's the cost? The thing we're trying to identify is what's the cost of that? That could be a fraudulent thing. Why are these two people paying for the same thing at such extremely different prices. So our solution was basically geared towards providing a digital platform where these people, like people with tender offers, can come, make their bids online. And then once they put in the proposed bids, we use a machine learning, a predictive model that analyzes the past bids that have been made, like gets a mean, and then tries to see whether this bid that has just come in has deviated widely from the mean, the range that it's supposed to be in. So essentially, it was supposed, like, it's gives you a green flag. If you're all good, no corruption here, good for you. And then if it's a yellow flag, you're like, this there might be an anomaly here, yeah. And then if it's a red flag, it means that, like, you're, the bid that you have is completely out of range, and clearly there must be something wrong with this. So it kind of interrupts, it's more predictive. Like, you see, most of the solutions that people have been coming up with have been reactive, yeah? You see, once the problem happens is when people are trying to solve it. But our solution is aimed at shifting the focus from being reactive to being predictive. So we know what's going to happen before it happens. Yeah, so that's what we are trying to do. And then we pitched our prototype and everything. Oh, I love this part, because we came up with a Swahili name, because our name is Angaza, which means, like, to shine the light on. So the purpose is to basically, as I was saying, like, stop being reactionary and start, you know, finding the problems before they actually happen. So we're shining the lights on corruption.
What was the most interesting thing you got to learn about and explore during the course of hack corruption?
I would say the most interesting thing was the people. It was the most interesting melting pot of the diverse culture, six different countries, the most incredible human beings you'll ever meet, people who are passionate about what they're doing, smartest people ever, like people with who've actually thought about this and have been developing their solutions. So, like, hearing people's different perspectives and what them contributing, and also hearing from the mentors, the mentors were so inspiring. Like, in the moments, like, initially you feel like the problem you're undertaking might be too massive, but then they come, like Melissa Sassy, she gave the most inspirational talk to us, and she just let us know that it's possible. And even if you have a hard time in the beginning, even if you fall down, even if you think it's difficult, but then you just push through it and you just keep going, and eventually look what's happened. That's a crazy thing if you just follow it through. So I just say the best part of the hackathon was the people we met, who just taught us so much. They gave their time, and also the participants, the mentors, every single person who was involved was such a gem in the whole process. So I think I learned more about, even in the six different countries, like, it seems like we're all facing common problems. We're all in the mud together. If we were to come up with a solution in Kenya, it could be feasible in Zambia, it could be feasible in Botswana. We just have to take the first step, come up with a first solution, and ensure that it's implementable in different areas, because we've all been going through the same problem. So we shouldn't feel like you're alone in the undertaking. There's so many people there with you, so many people fighting, and together, I think that the most important thing was united, you know, we can do anything when you're all fighting together. Yeah, that was the most influential part of this hackathon, I think.
And there you have it. They came, they saw, and they hacked corruption. Thank you to Linda, Matilda, and Sherry for taking part in this episode of our podcast. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us, and reach out on info@accountabilitylab.org if you'd like to get in touch. We'd like for this podcast to be useful to the work you might be doing related to good governance and civic engagement. What topics or questions would you like us to explore? Let us know on email or on our social media pages, and stay tuned for our next episode in the next few weeks.
Listen to our podcast, the Accountability Podcast. Get all the tea on the governance space. Everything you need to know about accountability. Making governance work for the people by supporting active citizens, responsible leaders.